Brendan, the Dr. McKenna got up and running last week, and I suppose from a Donegal point of view, not the best possible starts, but at least Rory Gallagher had his first outing. What did you make of them?
Yeah, well, I suppose you'd have to say, Tom, you know, going into a new season, your expectations aren't going to be awful high. You know, going into a McKenna Cup game, they had a lot of new starters in the team. There was none of the team that started the All-Ireland final started last Sunday. So a lot of young fellas getting their chance. And from that perspective, that's important because you have to give lads a chance. But overall, it was a disappointing display. You know, after a reasonably good first half when they kind of stayed with Derry and they picked up a lot of the breaking ball, they were completely overran in the second half. So from that perspective, it was kind of concerning. But again, you'd have to say it was difficult for these young fellas coming in, and a lot of them, some of them not so young kind of thing, coming into a team that wasn't backboned by experienced players. And there's a difficulty there, and there's maybe an element of unfairness maybe there too. The other side of that coin is if you're good enough, you need to be standing up and be counted on these days. So, you know, it's hard to know which way it'll go. I don't think Rory will have lost any sleep over it. I read somewhere during the week that Jim McGuinness was in charge of maybe 12 McKenna Cup games and won 4 of them. So from that point of view, it's not something to get overly concerned about, but I'm sure they'll want to up their performance for this Sunday against Queens.
Yeah, and just looking at the selection for this Sunday, much stronger. Was it a case maybe that last week came a bit too soon?
Yes, Tom, you know, your first Sunday in the new year, yeah.
The fact that they were only allowed back officially training.
Officially, yeah, but listen, most guys now are training full-time, you know, be it in a group or these, at county standard level, these guys train 52 weeks a year. They don't get many weeks off, but you were coming back a week after Christmas at this game last Sunday. You know, the turkey was still resting in the bottom of your stomach, so difficult to get up and get right for this game, so it was last Sunday. Now, that said,
you could say that I must have had no turkey in Derry, so.
Well, you know, some of the Derry boys looking at them too, they were well fed too, but, you know, and I think ultimately that was maybe the difference last Sunday. Derry had more physical strength on the field, and particularly in the second half, when it came to, you know, our kickouts, when Donegal were kicking out the ball, I think I counted at one stage that Derry won 9 of our kickouts in a row, and that was incessant pressure coming back on an inexperienced backline, and that obviously the scores are going to come, because if you keep throwing the stuff at the wall, it's going to stick at some stage. So it is, Tom, you know.
And as I said, before we look at Sunday's game against Queens, in terms of the year, obviously new management, most of the players are back. I think there's one or two still probably a doubt about in terms of Anthony Thompson, who is working away, Rory Kavanagh and Leo McLoone. They're the two probably that are still in their make-up mind area. But what's the expectation, new management, new setup? What needs to happen?
Well, you know, the expectation among Donegal supporters, strangely now, is, you know, they're very high expectations, so they are after the last 4 years when they contested 2 All-Ireland finals and the dominant in Ulster. So, you know, the expectations there are going to be high. Now, that's a good thing and it's a bad thing because, you know, it brings that extra pressure on the players, but it also gives the players that extra bit of belief, you know, that we are a good team. It's not like 5 years ago when Donegal were looking across the border and they were looking at the likes of Tyrone, they were looking at the likes of Armagh, and they were nearly bowing to them, Tom, from the point of view, how can they get to that level and we can't? That expectation has changed now. The other teams are looking across at Donegal now, and Donegal have this air of supremacy. They've maintained the majority of the players that they've had, and they haven't really lost any of them. And hopefully the 3 guys that you alluded to there, Leo McLoone, Anthony Thompson and Rory Kavanagh, will still have a part to play because you want everyone available. And it's great to see that all these guys have recommitted themselves, because people have to remember too, it's a massive commitment to get in here. You've a new management team in place. You know, Rory Gallagher's back in place there now, and while he was involved in the previous regime and Jim McGuinness, you know, basically this is his baby now, so there's a lot of responsibility there to try and drive this team on and to get back and to retain the levels that they've achieved over the last few years. So, you know, the players are in great shape, because you build up over that period of time, Tom, when you're training incessantly over a 4-year period, there's a reservoir of fitness there. So these players are in good shape. It's a matter of fine-tuning them, trying to get that extra bit out of them, and taking it on from there. So, you know, it's exciting times, Tom. You have some young fellas that will be knocking at the door trying to make their impact on the team and trying to get their foot in the door, maybe get on the team. So it's exciting times for Donegal football, and it's just a matter of being patient and building it up. And, you know, there's going to be an issue here, you know, that he's going to have to look at some of, maybe let's call it the more seasoned players, Tom, from the point of view of giving them a bit of rest, make sure that they're fresh come the key time of the year, going into May. They've an extremely tough draw in the Championship. Again, mightn't be a bad thing, Tom, from the point of view as they're going to be totally focused on playing Tyrone in May. Now, obviously, they have to, if they're going to win Ulster, they're going to have to beat every big gun there is there. But it retains the focus on the players. They know exactly what has to be done. There's no false impressions that this is going to be easy. They know it's going to be hugely difficult. So, yeah, exciting times, Tom, for Donegal football.
You mentioned there, obviously, it's good that all the players are back and, you know, we need all our top players. Is there a fear that maybe some of these players may have played their best football, you know, they've given a huge commitment, you know, and that we do need new blood in, and, you know, maybe people, the expectation that we need the All-Ireland team from 2012 really to win something again this year?
Well, you know, the 2012 team isn't going to win another All-Ireland. You do, no matter what team you're at, be it club or county level, at any age group, you need an infusion of youth and of exuberant players that are going to bring that bit of freshness to the squad, and that's what Rory Gallagher is going to be looking for, and that's why he put out an inexperienced team last Sunday against Derry in the McKenna Cup, because you need to, all he needs to do is to pick out one, two, three players. And, you know, last year we had Oran McNeilis. Now, Oran had been on the fringes for a couple of years prior to that, and you had Darragh O'Connor from Buncrana coming into the team, and they were the players that freshened it up last year. You know, there hasn't been a huge amount of adding to the team from 2012 over the last couple of years. So you do need to be getting players from somewhere, and sometimes it can surprise you where you get them from. But it is important that they pick up a couple, because, you know, you go back to 2012, they went through the whole run to the All-Ireland without picking up an injury. They were similarly lucky last year. It's going to happen. As lads get older, they're going to get more prone to injury. So it's important to have players that you can come in, that you can trust will do the job when the pressure is on and the heat of Championship football is on. And it's only looking at them through this time of year, as it develops through the league and as the Championship goes on, that you'll realise whether a guy is good enough to make it at the top level or not.
Looking at the squad that Rory has selected for the McKenna Cup, and I know there's a few players obviously as well who are involved with other colleges, you know, is there anybody, and I know you're involved with the under-21s now, is there anybody out there now that maybe you'd be looking to, or some of the names maybe that have been there for a while that maybe it's time for them, or you feel that their time has come to step up to the mark?
Well, you know, you're looking at the team sheet and you see number three, the St. Junans, Eamon Doherty, like, you know, he had an excellent Championship for St. Junans, and he, you know, to me, he moved the level up of his game an awful lot in the last 6 months, and it's important that he keeps doing that. And, you know, I watched him initially in the game last Sunday, I watched him closely, and I thought he started off awful well, and he looked like a guy that was going to go out and play the game. But the whole course of the game changed then, so it was really hard for him to kind of have that influence on it. So he is one lad that's going to be looking to push on his game to another level. You know, you have the likes of Daniel McLaughlin. Martin McElhenney is a lad, you know, he's played in every game, I think, under Jim McGuinness, strangely. But I'd say if you added up the game time, you know, it has been minimal enough, and he's a guy that really needs to be pushing on and maintaining a steady level of performance and excelling to push into that top 15, top 20 players kind of thing. He's been in the top 20. He needs to be looking to make a top 15. The likes of Hugh McFadden has been on the panel for a few new years now. Daniel McLaughlin is back involved this year. You have excitement of the likes of Owen McHugh coming through. You know, we saw him in the under-21 club championship, what he's capable of. You have Martin O'Reilly from Sean McCool's, who again has been on the panel, has been introduced in games. These are the lads that need to up the level of their game. Predominantly, they're young fellas, so they should be able to do that. And a lot of the time, that's about confidence and getting more regular game time. You know, you need to get game time to build the confidence, but it's up to them to be shown, the manager at training, that they want to be there and they want to be a huge part of that. Then you're looking at the likes of the Brick Malloy, these type of lads, you know, they've been hanging around the panel, they've been there or thereabouts, you know, they've done well when they've come in. All these guys have made a valuable contribution when they've come in. But they need to be looked to be upping it to the next notch, because what they were doing was enough to make them a top 24 player. If you're involved in a squad, you want to be a top 15 player. They say the game has changed to a 20-man, 24-man game, and it has. But you want to be getting more minutes on the pitch, and that's what it's all about. There's another lad, you know, exciting young talent, Willie Gillespie. Played very well, you know, won the first ball that went into him last Sunday, put it over the bar on his, I think it was senior debut. You know, again, these guys need to be developing. These are the guys that need to be pushing on and pushing for a place in the starting 15.
Anyway, looking ahead to the team for tomorrow's game against Queens, Paddy McGrath, Declan Walsh, Frank McLean, Christy Toy, Oran McNeilis, and Daniel McLaughlin, the changes from last week. Certainly a stronger looking team.
Yeah, it certainly is, you know. When you see the backbone there of them names that you've mentioned out kind of thing, it just, the shape of the team looks better, Tom. You have that spine there of experience. You know, you look at Christy Toy, what a player he has been for Donegal, lining out in midfield. Great servant. Orr McNeil is exciting young talent who came in last year and, you know, absolutely, I was really, really impressed with them the whole way through the year. So you have these lads coming back now. It gives the team a more solid structure through the spine, and it'll give the lads, maybe, you know, the likes of Connor Park, Eamon Doherty, Kieran McGinley, these guys at the back, it'll give them an opportunity maybe to impress more tomorrow. But they need to step up, because you can't always be looking to your man in your left or your right. You have to basically take this mantle yourself and say, yes, I'm the man here, Rory. Mm. I need to be in before these guys. And that's what Rory will be looking for, some of these guys to stand, you know, the fringe players to stand up and take notice of me.
And for some of those guys you've mentioned, it's tomorrow against Queens and it's Wednesday night against Fermanagh, and that's probably their best shot at it.
Absolutely, because, you know, if they don't move it up the gears,
it looks like Donegal probably won't qualify.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how it works. You know, they'll take each game as it comes, yeah. And I'm sure they're just looking now at the Derry game in the National League. Mm. But that's the start of the really serious stuff. This is the time when you get a chance, you take your chance to impress. I'm sure the panel is extended now, and there'll have to be a cut in the panel come the end of the McKenna Cup. So guys will have to step up to the plate in the next couple of weeks, or in the next couple of days, you know, 5-6 days, to impress here. So they will. So it's an opportunity for them. They'll get this chance, and it may, if they don't take it, it could slip again for another 12 months until there's a rejig of the panel again at the end of next year.
Mm. What's your expectation overall for the year?
Listen, Tom, you know, my expectations would always be tempered enough. You have to be realistic. You have to realise what Donegal have achieved over the last 4 years. It's been exceptional. Of course, we want to, when you're there, you always want to retain. We want to stay at the top table. You'd have to consider, you know, Donegal, Mayo, Kerry, Dublin, Cork are a top table teams. Then you have other teams that have made some ground up on them. You have the likes of Armagh, the likes of Galway. Tyrone you can never write off. You know, they are in a kind of transition period, but you can't write them off. So you have all these other teams too that are there or thereabouts. That's probably the top 8-9 teams that I'm after calling out there. Donegal are lucky. They're at the top table. They want to stay there. They have the quality of players, because these players have proved that they can play at that top level and that they're good enough and better than most of the other teams. But it's a matter of developing that. I would be hopeful that Donegal will push on. It's going to be extremely difficult. We know the championship draw that they've been... that's been served on them, so they're going to have to be massively well prepared and for the challenges that lie ahead.
Which is going to be very tough.
And they have the league, which is, you know, back in Division One again. That's going to be a huge tester, and these guys are going to be tested at the top level. And you'll have a better idea in a few months down the line, you know, where they're going to be at as they go in to play Tyrone. I think they're at home to Tyrone in the championship, which is a positive, you know. So that's what their focus will be on, and that's what Rory Gallagher and his management team will be looking at, Tyrone and May, and taking it on from then. But the league is important from the point of view of bedding in a lot of these kind of, you know, I'm not sure what type of game plan he's going to go with, so he's going to be looking at working on that over the next couple of months, and, you know, looking at these players that we spoke about over the last 20 minutes, Tom, to see which of them can cut it at intercounty level, because ultimately when you move up from club level to intercounty level, it's a massive step up. Mm.